Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When President Trump started a trade war with China, some experts got nervous. That country has subsidized its pharmaceutical industry, and much of the world now depends on the Chinese, according to VCU professor Frank Upton.
There was a concern on the part of the government that the Chinese might hold our healthcare hostage as leverage against these tariffs.
Then the COVID pandemic hit, underscoring our vulnerability. At Virginia Commonwealth's Medicines for All Institute, Gupton was ready. He had started a partnership with a private pharmaceutical firm called Flow and a consortium of 1,500 American hospitals to make all of the components of critical medications at a 300-acre site in Petersburg.
A manufacturing facility that makes the starting materials, the active ingredient, and the formulated product in a single site.
And last week, they got a boost, a $354 million grant from the federal government to begin making medications in a whole new way.
A more continuous manufacturing platform, which is highly automated, and through the automation should significantly reduce the labor costs.
Gupton says the new facility will generate about 350 high-paying jobs while addressing a long-term public health emergency. I'm Sandy Houseman.